question that the Rishonim discuss is right before the Akedah, Velekim Nisas Avram. Learn that already? Did this already? You did this? Okay, Velekim Nisas Avram. You made it last year. Okay, so the question that all the Rishonim ask is, what is the understanding of having a Nisayan? And the Nisayan usually means that we don't know what's going to be, and we test something to find out. We test something to find out what a person knows. We test something to find out if they will withstand a certain kind of situation, a certain kind of pressure. But, Velikim, what does it mean, Velikim, Nisos Avram? That Kadosh Baruch Hu was testing Avram. So Rashi's approach seems to be that Kadosh Baruch Hu was testing Avram in order to respond to the Dvarav Shel Satan. Achar HaDvarav Ha'ele V'lekim Nisos Avram Shehoyeh Mekatrik V'Omer, that the Satan was saying, what has Avram really done for the Ribbono Shel Olam? Lehikriv lefanecha parecha de'ayelecha. What is he really given for Kadosh Baruch Hu? We measure a person's dedication by how much of their material wealth they've given to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right? That's a pagan idea, right? The idea of dedicating one's life to an Avodah Zarah, right? Doing lech lecha, doing things in one's life, doing a bris milah. But how is he deprived himself? That Yishmael was saying that, look at the bris that I gave. I did a bris and I was 13 years old. So either it's to respond to the Satan, to Yishmael, probably both are in a similar place. That if Kadosh Baruch Hu had no sveikas, he wouldn't have put Avram up to something that he didn't know Avram was going to be successful at. So Elikim Nisos Avram means might come from the word Lasos Nes. Nes means the banner, the showcase. Kadosh Baruch Hu showcased Avram. And there might be, we may have, sudden could be the sudden Shibbik Yirbeinu, that the person could have sveikas as the dedication of Avraham Avinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, Lechot la'anosol te'ivoscha. What do you have to give up? The person could raise questions in oneself. So Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to put a silence anyone who considers that maybe Avram Avinu's Mesiris Nefesh was lacking in any way at all, put everything to rest. That's Nisos Avram. Ramban says, Inna Nisoyin Huladati, Balvor Heyois Masa Ha'odam Rishus Mochletes Biyodai. The word Nisoyin usually means that I have absolute choice. Im Yirtze Yasa, Im Lo Yirtze Lo Yasa. So Yikra Nisayin Mitzad HaMenusa Avol HaMenaseh Yisbarach Yetzavaboy Leitzi HaDov Nekech HaLapoyel. So Ramban says that Nisayin means that the person who's undergoing the test does not know what's going to be. Nisayin means I don't know how I'm going to respond to a certain situation. That's the test that I have. I don't know if I'll have the strength. I don't know if I'll to be, that's the Nisoyan, right? Person has a proposition that could bring him a lot of money, but it's a shady deal. But it means he has to do something that's not kehoigen, that's not kalocha, that's not honest. So he doesn't know how he's going to respond. He doesn't know. He knows how he'll respond if it's $100, $200. He doesn't know how to respond if it's a lot of zeros there. Right? He doesn't know how to respond if he can't pay tuition. Somebody offers him this deal. He doesn't know how to respond if he can't put food on his table. Right? Gemara says that a person should not be self-certain that he will withstand any nisayon until we're until. We don't know. So the Ramban says Elikim nisayon doesn't mean that God had any sveikas. Elikim nisayon means that Kadosh Baruch Hu knew that Avram didn't know. So why does the Kadosh Baruch Hu, why is it important that Avram should know? So I don't know if I will. I know that Baruch Hashem, I withstood the test for thousands of dollars. I know I withstood the test. So why should I tempt myself? Why should I put myself in a situation? I don't know if I'm going to sell it. So I stay far away from the million-dollar deals, right? I let it go to spam. I don't pick those up, right? So I don't respond to the free vacations. I don't go into a... Why should I put myself into a nisoya? I don't know. So a person can live at Meiris Mashana, and he wasn't nichshal, and he doesn't know if he would have been nichshal. So go to the Yom HaEmes. So Kadosh Baruch Hu have a taina that you don't know. I don't know. But I wasn't nichshal. So why is there a purpose? Like Kim Nisol Avram, right? Rashi says that the purpose was Klape Chutz, right? The purpose was for us and later Dairis. Ramban says no, the purpose for Avram. Why? Lahoitzi Adomer Min Hakoyach El Apoyel Liyois Leischar Masah Toiv Leischar Leiv Toiv Bilvad. Ramban says first of all because he will get more schar. Kadosh Baruch Hu will give a person schar for what they think they can accomplish. But a person will get more schar for what they actually did accomplish. A person says, okay, I couldn't be an Avraham Avinu, but if a Kadosh Baruch Hu would come to me b'nevuah and say I should give up all my material goods and be in, and live in a shelter. That I could do. A nebuah. It's not a nebuah, not right. Bonafide nebuah. Avram, I couldn't be. So I'd get schar, kevaldik schar. But I get more, but a person will get more schar if he actually undergoes that nisayon. The Rambam in Mar Nevuchim dismisses this idea. The Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't. He doesn't accept the idea that an nisayon is person is placed in the nisayon just to give him more schar. V'da ki Hashem tzaddik yivchay ki shuideya v'tzaddik sheyaser v'tzoynay v'chofei tzaddikay yitzava oisir v'nisayon. So the Ramban says, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu only gives a nisayon to a tzaddik because he only wants the person to get more schar. V'lo yivchen es v'sham shelo yishvo. V'inei kol ha'nisyoyna is shebetayver le'toyvas ha'menusa. So I'd like to suggest that this phrase v'chofetz la'tzadikoy doesn't mean he wants to give him more schar. Because then he said it already. And then should be v'chofetz and he wants la'shiroy, let's give him more schar. What's la'tzadikoy? He wants to make him into a bigger tzaddik. Yitzava oisai v'nisayin. The Ramban says this same point later on in two places about the man. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the man in Mishalach, so the Ramban over there said, the Torah says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was testing us, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes the man in Parshas Re'eh, so there also HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Ki menase Hashem elekechem eschem. Ramban explains what was in the soyin of the man. L'chor we would think that the man is not a soyin. The man is it's easy stuff. We're getting a parnasa. So why is that called a nisoyin? So the some learn pshat that the nisoyin is the Hilcha Shabbos that came with it. Was the Vorim Yud Gimel? Pasuk, yes. Pasuk Dalet Ki Menaseh. Yeah. And then, in Parshas Re'eh, so the Ramban explains that the Nisayon was that a person was not in control of their own parnasa. Right? The person was, the bitochen that you had to have. You hear you had a family, you had six kids, a wife and six kids. That's only Bekir Zachar. Probably had 20, 30 kids, probably more. So you had, and you were responsible for their parnasa. And every night, there was no food in the house anymore because you had your second portion of the month. So every night, you're achray, and you're telling your kids breakfast. I don't know. Because Baruch Hu hopefully will give us breakfast tomorrow morning. So to live that way day in and day out, that's a nisayon. And to live that way, to be totally dependent on Kadosh Baruch Hu and have absolutely no ability to be mefarnes your family on your own. That you see, Rahman al-Aslan can never happen. But if you know somebody that the person who's a family who lost a job, so first of all, it's very demeaning to lose a job. But not to be to be nervous to have this daiga that you're not. Right now you're not in control of supporting your family. So that's a... people have gone through it. There's no shame to go through it. But for a short period of time, a person is carried by bitoch, and hopefully for a long period of time, as long as he needs. But it's a very destabilizing feeling. And the Ramban is saying that that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu put every Jew through with Bezrah Midbar. But then a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Ki menase Hashem elekechem." Sometimes I will send you a Navi Sheker, and he'll sound like he's doing good stuff, and I may even give him a Neser to do. And you're going to have to use all your koyaches to say that even though he looks good, it looks like it's not he's the real deal. But if he said that we're not supposed to do Negel Vaster and Dil Samshul Shacharis, so it's all over, then he's done, right? He did a couple of nisim yesterday. Ki menase Hashem elekechem eschem. So Rashi says, lenaseischem biyavose, v'kasher pi rashti, sheyeideya bepoyel mashu bekoyach v'goli lefonov. That a person may say, sheyeideya bepoyel. See, Rashi, the Ramban doesn't say gives us more schar. Ramban says the self-knowledge, the self-awareness of what you can accomplish, that's the purpose of the Nisayon. Sheyeideya befoil mashu koyach begoli lefonov. That we should know, actively, what Kadosh Baruch Hu knows. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows my koyach. So therefore, when the Ramban says in this week's parasha, latzdikoi, I believe the Ramban is not only referring to schar. But he's referring to that a person who knows what he can accomplish will accomplish more. So if we have certain latent strengths, but we're not fully convinced of them, then we can't build on them. But if we know we have those strengths, so then we can build on them. Right? If a person, a very simple example, if a person knows that he's able to withstand not having a parnasa for a while, It's a very simple example. Not advocating this. That he knows how much risk he can tolerate. And he's willing to take a risk for another opportunity. Okay? Person who doesn't know how he can handle being away from home. But once he learns how he can handle that, then he can go to, then he can learn in the Beis HaMedrash that he will benefit from being apart in a way. But until that happens, until I know how I'm going to function in a certain situation, so I'm nervous about it. And I may not take that risk. And I may not take that, and I may not trust myself. And I may not believe in myself enough. Right? And I may not aspire to do that. I may not think, you know what, I can do the L'moshel, the Shachris Mincha Mariv in Miminyan, non-stop. But the person knows he can do that, then he can build on it. Then he can say, I could do B'kavitim before and afterward. I can expect it of myself. So a person becomes a bigger tzaddik when they know what they can accomplish. The Ramban says sometimes the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a nisoyon, how we're going to handle a situation. Sometimes, are we going to be creative? Are we going to be mekabelet b'simcha? Are we going to be able to be bali b'tochin through it? Are we going to be able to see the silver line? But once we know how we respond, once we're moitzi mikoyach l'poil, sometimes the Kadosh Baruch Hu will put us in a situation where we just got to take care of something, because if we don't do it, no one else will do it. And then we see that there are resources inside of us that we didn't even know, that we could take care of a chayla, of a lonely person. We didn't even know we had the kayach. We thought that we would last a day or two. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a nisayon. It says you're a chroy for something. No one else can take care of it. Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu put me in that place? I get more schar. But now a person going further knows he has certain koyachas that he didn't know he had. He wasn't sure that he had. L'tevis ha-menusa. And once I know I have certain koyachas, then I can adopt and put them into place, and Kadosh Baruch Hu will give me more nisayonis. And I'll end up knowing how I have more and more koyach. And so that's Ramban's understanding of Nisayon. Just to give you an insight of the depth of this Ramban, is he can connect it with the Ma'is of Reish, the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world with the Koyach of Mikoyach al-Apoyel. We'll leave it at that. Okay. Rashi says.